Hey guys, I wanted to talk about a little short story involving me realizing my full potential back when I was a white knight simp in the mid-2000s. I was around 20 years old and I had spent nearly 5 grand on helping this girl out. I knew about Bitcoin and crypto at that time, but I had no idea what would become of Bitcoin specifically. This little short story still hurts my heart, mainly on what could have been. To make a long story short, I realized that I wasn't going to get anywhere with this girl. There was no dates coming, no thank you or pecks on the cheek. Nothing was going to go further with her. Well, I, as rare as it was back in those days, I put my foot down and just walked away. And that's when my life instantly got better within the next pay period. That was the good side of this story, but the bad part was that I never got any of my money back. I was used and dragged through the simp mud for years, for the status of being a quote real man. That right there is a ballad of fools, seriously. Listen, spread this video to yous in your family, because this last part is going to kick everyone in the balls. I spent a total of 5 grand of my hard-earned minimum wage money on this girl back when I was a simp. This went on for years. Well, at that time Bitcoin was like affordable. I actually went back and did some math. Had I spent the money on Bitcoin instead of on this girl, I would be worth $1.75 billion. I would have been one of the few black crypto billionaires in human history. And I threw all that away, for a drug-addicted loser with missing teeth at 18 years old and was parasitic due to her crackhead of a mother, who just so happened to have big boobs. I look back on that and kick myself. This is why as of yesterday I've made the executive decision to get a sex doll, not for sex but for companionship. In my personal life I have tried to tell my therapist about how I feel about society, as a whole, in general about dating. She really thinks I'm off my rocker when I told about the financial safety of getting a sex doll. She actually thinks there's real hope for marriage out here, and there simply isn't. She's 10 years older than me. So maybe that is life's beer goggles she's married to, so that makes a world of difference. Anyway, this was a short story, but a massive lesson to the young men out there. Don't deal with crazy. If you're in the friend zone, just block her number, and don't get anyone pregnant. It will ruin your life. Until next time, cheers.